Welcome back to Sports Day. Nice to catch up with Chris Bond from the Fremantle Football Club. Welcome, Bondy. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm well, Carl.
Well, Garrick Ibbotson has retired. List management is always something that is difficult at this time of the year because blokes' careers end and obviously others will be continued on with new contracts and that sort of stuff as you start to do all of that. When do you hope to have a lot of that all finalised?
Well, we've still got a bit of work to do. Obviously, people are playing and we're hoping they play for a number of weeks. We're starting off with a double chance. So we've still got time over the next short period to have a couple more meetings and go through it and finalise it over the next month.
Disappointing news today, Bondy, with Mitch McGovern re-signing with the Adelaide Crows for the next 3 years. Does this change your strategy now, or do you look to go to the draft and bring in that key forward?
Well, I think we've always, the draft's always been really important to our list management model, and it will continue to be. Obviously, with Mitch, there was obviously interest if he wanted to come back to Perth, and that didn't happen. Look, free agency and trade, as we've seen, has shifted over the last number of years, and there's been more player movement, so it'll be always be something that will be continued to be looked at. But the draft's also really significant. I mean, history shows that the most players you bring through your club at the end of each year is through the draft. So that's something that will always be worked on and worked on thoroughly.
There's always big decisions to be made at the end of the season. You've got some down there at Fremantle with Hayden Ballantyne, Michael Johnson, Matt Tabernar, another one. Can you give us an update on some of those players and whether you may wait till the trade period starts? Because sometimes it is good to have them up your sleeve in case you do need to do a trade.
Yeah, not really, Paul. Like I said, we've still got a couple of conversations to go. We've still got Peel playing, so really, in the next month or so, that's something that we'll look into. So there's no definite time period on that, and we'll work through it.
How's a few of the injured blokes tracking, like Zach Clark, Alex Pearce, Michael Atness, Aaron Sandilands? Do you expect that they'll all be up and running by pre-season?
Yeah, we do. That's certainly hopeful. And the other thing is we're just going through, certainly yesterday and today, to be able to lock in some surgeons and some guys to make sure that they're prepared and ready to go for pre-season. So that's our aim, Carl. The more players and, the majority of your list that you can get up and going, our first to four-year players will be back in early November, and our five-plus years players will be back 20th of November. So our real aim is to make sure that we can get a good month or so into training into before Christmas with most of our squad, but certainly our injured players.
What happens with Harley Balick?
Yeah, well, that's something that we've continued to work through with Harley. It's a difficult situation for Harley. He's working through it. We've continued to do that, and we'll continue to monitor it all the way through, which we've done.
Does he want to go home?
Well, look, I think what we've done is we've put something out recently, just previously, to be able to go that, it's not an area that we're really going to comment on at this stage. Harley's just working through some stuff which he's continued to work through. So respect to Harley and respect to the situation, that's what we're going to continue to do.
Hey, Bondy, with this newly established list management committee, what's their role going to be and who does that include?
Well, our list management structure really hasn't changed too much. We've got a football subcommittee meeting that we've introduced as well, which involves some members of the board, which is terrific. Obviously, also involves our list management committee, which consists of myself, Ross, Brad Lloyd and Steve Rossich. So it's just the ability for us to be able to go through all areas of the football department as well as the list management committee. So nothing's really changed, especially this time of year. Our main focus will be really adhering to our strategy. We've got a clear list management plan, which people can see and supporters can see in the way that we've played and what players we've played as well. So that won't change. The structure is really set and we'll continue to work through it.
Bondy, 18 players available to play in the Waffle Final Series. Do you expect all of those players to be available when they play South Fremantle next week? And are some of those players still playing for their careers and futures with their performances in the final series?
Well, the Peel, we've always said the Peel Finals is really important to us. It's something that Peel hasn't been able to experience previously, so we saw that last year. We've seen some players be able to, play really well in that period of time, and that's really important for them and for us as a football club. 18 players are eligible, only 15 players can play under the new rules and guidelines that have been introduced, and we support that. So, at this stage, we'll sit down with match committee. We are coming off a six-day break from Essendon, so we just need to make sure that all our players get through. We'll have another look at that on Wednesday and just see how everyone pulls up. But our aim is for all the players who are eligible to play to play. That's what we want to do. We're not in the habit of resting players, but if they're fit and available, if they're plucked to play, they will, but if they're not fit and available, they won't.
You're the football boss down there, Chris Bond. Going into this season, would you have taken the result that you got with the 8 wins, given that you are going through a list transition?
I think it was just purely wins. I think there's certainly been some improvement, 4 last year to 8 this year. And I do respect the fact, Paul, that it is a win-loss business. We've all understood it and been in it a long time. But that constant improvement is so important when you're doing a list management model and you're rebuilding. And that's obviously something we're doing. So it's about getting games into young players that you think and know that are going to be here in 2020 and beyond. So we've been able to do that. We've had a majority, not a majority, but we've certainly had a group of games. We've had 4 first-year players running around as well, which is leaves you vulnerable at times with experience, but it also gives you a great opportunity to develop those players. So in answering your question, yes, I think there's been real progress, and our aim is to continue to do that. We've done it previously, and we need to make sure that we do it right.
With a few of your elder statesmen, and look, I personally feel that this group have done enough to continue on, but Michael Johnson, Dave Mundy, Lee Spur, you know, they're all your 30-pluses, or 3 of your 30-pluses, mate. How much of the ball is in their court as to whether they play on or don't?
Well, really, the situation is Mundy and Spur are contracted players. You know, obviously, the players you mentioned before are really important to us in regards to leadership, the way they train, the way they play. You know, Michael Johnson, Hayden Ballantyne are those type of players. You know, the rebuilds, you know, it's so important to get it right. And I think if you just continue to play young players and think that's going to happen, you know, history can show that that doesn't happen all the time. You know, it's so important to get every other part of your football club right, and that's in regards to leadership, that's in regards to players that set the example. And we think we've got, you know, a great group of older players who are able to do that. Even this year, I mean, we talk a lot about our young players who have played, our first-year players, and putting games into them, but, you know, our leadership group has really stood up. You know, it's a newish type leadership group, and I think they've just done an outstanding job, and we're very proud of them.
Mate, Mark Stone's already gone. How many other coaching changes will you have going into next season?
Well, I think over the next month, it just gives us a chance to really look at our structure, sit down with Ross and also Tom Morris, who's high performance coaching as well. And just look at that. It'll be a matter of, you know, if we're adding to our resources and capabilities, that's something that we'll look at, you know, and we'll continue to do that over the next month or so.
Looking at your list, Bondi, as we head into the off-season, what areas of the field do you think you need to address the most?
Well, as we mentioned before, that constant improvement in regards to our young players and keep getting games into those young players. But I think there's an integrity of selection that is something that's really important. I think Ross and the match committee have done that really well this year because, you know, the benefit of it is we've still got values and, you know, and behaviours that, you know, that we abide by. And it's really important that the selection warrants that and mirrors that. So I think with our young group, you know, I think we've got some really strong leaders. We need to make sure that we keep adding to our leadership group and adding to that experience as well. And I think we're doing that. I think the ability for our emerging leaders to be able to do that, our third and fourth year players need to keep developing just as much as our first and second year players. So that's our number one focus. We just need to keep going to the well. We'll have a massive pre-season again. Our aim is to get as many people on the park during that period because we know it's such an important part to get a base for the 2018 season. And then really set some examples with some players that really do that really well for us.
Hey, Bondi, why is it, and look, you're a bloke who came from another club out west, why has it been so difficult for our two clubs? And you've had two better exponents of it than either of our two clubs in that Daniel Pearce has played the most games from anyone who's come from another club, a more mature player. Zach Dawson's next best. I think the most games that are West Coast that the Eagles have got, Xavier Ellis from Hawthorn, out of all the blokes that they've attracted west over the years. Why has it been so difficult for us in our market over here with our two, you know, strong clubs with great facilities to attract blokes other than West Australians here?
Yeah, I think it's a really good question. I think, you know, at the end of the day, getting players, we talk about player movement expanding, but it's still not as rampant as what people will believe. Possession's 9/10 of the law a lot of the time. So, and we find that with our own playing list. We haven't lost a lot of players. Our player retention's been quite high as well. So we're the same as other clubs, and we know that we've had players that have received offers and attraction from other clubs, especially interstate players as well. So I think it's a common thing across all clubs, Carl. But that's why you can't ever neglect your draft. The draft's such an important part of getting your list managements right. But we won't shy away from attempting, because we think free agency and trade can certainly add to your list. And we've seen that last year by being able to do that with some young players and some players coming through. And you know, players like Hamling and you know, Brad Hill have played really consistent football throughout. We think Shane Kirsten and Cam McCarthy, you know, in their first years have really developed. And even though Cam was dropped towards the end of the year, we think he's for that first year of football with us after a year off was really significant, and he'll grow, and they're only young players. So I think it's across the board. I understand it's West Coast and Fremantle we're talking about, but we've also had players that have, you know, been attracted by other clubs and have decided to stay.
Are you having a crack at Alia?
Like I said, mate, we won't be list management over the phone.
I reckon that was a yes, hey? There was a pause there.
We're looking at all, you know, all options to improve our list, but at the end of the day, you know, we've got a good young list that we're working through, and we've got a great opportunity to see a lot of our players play appeal over the next month.
Bondi, thank you very much for your time tonight. Really appreciate it.
No worries, guys. Cheers.